This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for it.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Okay, folks, if you think spraying for Zika is a good idea, you can turn off your radio right now. You don't have permission to listen to the show. You're a bonehead, a dunderhead, and I don't have any time. It's a holiday weekend. I want to do happy, uplifting stuff, but we got to talk about some stuff they don't want you to know about. Welcome, my friends, to the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Next 2 hours on GCN and radio stations all over the place. Super Don, he's with us, making it sound good also. And we are joined now by my good friend from No More Fake News, right out of the gate this holiday weekend, John Rappaport. John, hey, thanks for getting away from the grill long enough not to be sprayed for Zika.
Yeah, I'm indoors wearing my spacesuit hazmat.
Yes, got our ventilators on. You have a new article. I just posted at robertscottbell.com on Colin Kaepernick and what's really going on. And it's almost... Colin Kaepernick's almost inconsequential to the whole thing because you bring up issues that I don't know we're going to go into today. I don't even want to bring it up just to acknowledge that I want people to read you and go to nomorefakenews.com. But really where I want to go first and foremost is the SB 277 issue and the pushback on this trial balloon of the CDC posing new governmental regulations, proposing that they basically stop you anytime, anywhere, anyhow, for any reason to say you have a cough, it's probably SARS, it's MERS, it's whatever we say it is, you have to get a vaccine or you're under arrest. And, that they would even do this, it tells me how far we've descended from reality, if I can call it that, even though we have the ability to alter reality to suit our needs. But, man, whose needs are being suited here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this is a big one. In fact, I'm just starting to write a piece on this now about the CDC. They're proposing new regulations, and if you read them, in the Federal Register, you just go on and on, 80,000, 100,000 words. But embedded in there is the idea, we can stop you, we can question you, you can't walk away, we can detain you if we think that you have something that they call pre-qualifying symptoms of a possible contagious disease, and then we can treat you and vaccinate you. And it's a medical police state, which you and I have been warning everybody about for at least the last 20 years, and this is a giant step forward. A really giant step forward. And this is what they are emboldened to do. This does have something to do with SB 277, the mandatory vaccination of school children in California, because they won that one. So they figure, okay, look, the people are asleep. They don't care. So let's, double down. Let's go further. Let's see what happens now when we do this and see if we can get away with it. That's what they're up to.
Yeah, and the thing is that they would even, like I said, float a trial balloon like this tells you how far we've descended from, let's say, servant-based government to, forms of medical fascism or absolute tyranny. And in California, of course, by violating your fundamental right to informed consent, and basically the ability to say no based on religious freedom, which is a fundamental freedom endowed by that which created us all, and that's not government. We have talked about legal challenges, legislative challenges, etc. I've interviewed a couple of key health freedom attorneys that I do like personally. I think they're doing good work. At the same time, I don't know that being in the courts is going to be the definitive. That's going to get us the win, but I would like to get some of this stuff on the record so that they can push back in California within the legislature. But there's so much more going on here.
Well, you know, as far as the lawsuit against SB 277, which so far has crashed and burned because the judge just said, I'm not interested in what you have to say, basically, and I'm not going to suspend this law while we argue the case. And he made it clear in his statement that he felt vaccines are good, everybody wants them, the states want to mandate them, and what is the problem? No problem, you know. So that argument about equal education being denied because some kids who don't want to get vaccinated will have to, that crashed and burned. But, you know, this pains me. But I've also been talking and writing for a long time about, you know, how do you work the system? Mm-hmm. We know it's corrupt, the legal system, for example. What do you do? And the thing is, if you're going to bring a lawsuit, and it's possible that this lawsuit, no matter how it's going to be refiled or phrased or whatever, is just not going to get there, not going to give us what we want, you've got to be able to work the system, which means public relations. You've got to launch a massive public relations circus at the same time that you file the lawsuit. You've got to get people worked up. You've got to publicize what's going on. And the lawyers themselves will not do it. You've got to have a separate operation that is significantly funded to spread the word in many, many different ways. That's what PR does, to influence people, but in this case, influence them on the side of the truth. And time again, I've seen this not being done. It wasn't being done with the ballot initiatives to label GMOs in the various states like California and Washington and so forth. It wasn't being done in Hawaii when the people of Maui voted to stop Dow and Monsanto from experimenting with GMOs and pesticides on the island of Maui. It's not being done now with the lawsuit against SB 277. When are people going to wake up? People are naively assuming that if you have the truth on your side and you file some kind of a complaint in court, that you have a leg up, which is totally false. If you can't do this other thing that I'm talking about, then you're sunk. It's just not going to work. And you can't ask the lawyers to do it either. They won't do it. They feel threatened. If they begin to act like Jerry Spence used to act when he rolled into town and gave press conferences and caused a big stir, this is not going to happen anymore. It's got to be a separate operation. And why people don't get this, you know, they're just closed down. They don't understand how these campaigns are supposed to work.
Right, right. Now, this doesn't invalidate the, you know, the utilization of the courts. As I said, there are many factors that are involved here, and I think one of the biggest factors of doing a court case right is getting subpoena power testimony of someone like William Thompson, which, you know, Congress hasn't brought him in, the CDC whistleblower, or Richard Pan. Get these people on the record. That's going to make them squirm. That's going to also, you know, feed into a PR campaign that we don't have right now. And I think that's, you know, the point is utilizing all of these techniques as opposed to just having them as isolated incidents.
Exactly. And, you know, if the judge says, no, you can't depose so-and-so, it's irrelevant, it doesn't, you know, impact on this issue, then that becomes the story. Judge denies the right of the people to know what lies are being told about vaccines, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it takes smart PR people to make stories out of everything that happens on the legal front. Good, bad, indifferent, doesn't matter. But this is just not happening. It's not, you know, this is what the bad guys do. Because they've got control of the media. For example, now they're saying, and it's totally false, you know, 2 billion people are now at risk for contracting the dreaded Zika virus, right? That's called PR. That's what they're doing, in addition to whatever else the CDC is planning. So we, who don't have control of major media, obviously, have to, you know, there has to be a separate PR campaign on our terms. Mm-hmm. And this is just not happening.
Now, one of the things that people are responding to, my good friend Michael Badnarik, who ran for president of the Libertarian Party, he was their candidate in 2004, and he has so famously said, you know, about mandatory vaccines, Doc, you bring the syringe, I'll bring my 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole. And that has become a legendary statement. The idea of the Second Amendment, interestingly enough, again, not granted by government, but by a creator beyond government, that is the right to keep and bear arms. There's a story here about cannabis cards, right? As the federal government loses control via state nullification of the cannabis prohibitions, now they're trying to say, well, if you have a cannabis card, you can't buy a firearm. And this is another play here against the people because they recognize the ultimate check on the growth of government is an armed populace.
Exactly. So they're dreaming up stuff, you know, if you're a veteran and you've ever been diagnosed with a mental disorder or some psychiatrist thinks you might have a mental disorder, then you shouldn't get a gun either. Or if you are not a veteran and you've ever seen a psychiatrist, then you can't get a gun. They're just inventing all manner of reasons for people not to be able to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So this is absolutely, this is where they're going. They're just looking for anything they can use.
And by the way, how many people that go to the liquor store and buy some alcohol are denied ownership of guns, right? And that's where the violence happens, not with cannabis. They should be encouraging more cannabis use because you have more passive people, by and large. But, you know, that's something that, again, a cognitive dissonance, it can only go so far for those that are awake and alive and looking at this and going, you know, what country do I live in anymore? And as I said about the only positive thing I've been able to figure out, if Hillary Clinton were to be elected, and she's not going to be elected, she would be selected and placed in power, is the movement for secession by the Republic of Texas. That would be an immediate thing that would begin to happen. And I think that movement toward independence is also an ultimate check. The ability to nullify, yes. The ability to secede, the ability to withdraw consent. All of these things are a power you have right now. You don't have to wait for a vote. You don't have to wait for an act of Congress or even a court case. We're going to talk more with John Rappaport on the other side of this break about that. Links are up in the show notes, robertscadbell.com. And you can also go to nomorefakenews.com to learn more about John and all his extraordinary things that he's doing. We'll be back after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
If you think that the millions of bees dying around the world is a pharmaceutical fantasy, I don't know if they're intent on having this happen because it's going to hurt them too. We got Juanita Stanley talking from South Carolina next segment about the bees with the spraying for Zika, what's happening on the ground there. And right now, John Rappaport's with us in another segment as we open the show this holiday weekend. John, so good to have you with me. And I just, you know, always like that we get to talk about some things from a perspective that is not largely considered, even among many of our friends who are trying to do good work in countering and pushing back against the bad guys that want to basically enslave us all forever.
Consent. Informed consent of the governed. You know, that was the principle upon which the Republic was founded, supposedly. That was at least the central idea that was put forward. And so once it's on the page, then there it is. Consent of the governed. That's how governments are supposed to be created, which means that consent can be withdrawn. That's the key here, is, okay, is this what you want? Is this your idea of what government is supposed to do or not? Because if it isn't, then why are you giving your consent to it in so many different ways? And what can you do? That's what people have to think about.
Well, one of the biggest arguments against all of us is to say, well, you can't withdraw your consent. That's not allowed anymore. That was decided, right? The Civil War set, you know, it's like, that's an absurd argument, but yet it's one that so many have just said, well, yeah, okay, I'm a slave. That's all right. I'm going to deal with it, and maybe we'll vote somebody different.
And the thing about the vaccine issue that's so pernicious is the watchword now is you can't withdraw your consent because you could endanger somebody else. or your child could if they're not vaccinated. In other words, we, the government, have to protect other people from you, and that's why you can't withdraw your consent, because you are then dangerous if you don't go along with all of our schemes, including getting your kids vaccinated. Protection of everybody is what has replaced the idea of withdrawing consent.
Well, that doesn't end well.
No, it does not end well. And that's what the CDC is doing when they say, well, we can stop anybody anywhere, detain them, vaccinate them, whatever we want to do, because we have to protect everybody. That's our mandate. You know, they've replaced the whole idea of going back to the beginning and see how government is founded, and so that's irrelevant. We now have a much bigger task before us, and that's to protect everybody against everybody all the time, so we can do whatever we want to.
And what we should be talking about, John, is defunding and folding tent on the CDC.
Absolutely. I mean, they have done nothing positive and many negative things to sum up their history. That's where they are. They tell lie after lie after lie after lie. And that is one of the agencies that should be completely defunded, get all the people out of the building, fire them all, fumigate the place, I don't know, do make an urban farm out of it, start growing vegetables, organic vegetables in there, something.
Well, exactly. And so if they control, as you talk about, the old media, you know, my message to so many, and as I'm out speaking, is like, just listen, like we talk about withdrawing consent from government, but unplug from the old media. They're never going to endorse what we're doing. Don't look for them to do that. By the time that they're going to endorse us, they're begging for us to come back because nobody's watching or listening to them anymore.
Exactly. Withdraw consent from the media. They're already dying. They're already drowning in red ink. The New York Times has refinanced the debt of the debt, you know, who knows how many times. They're just dying out. And so that's good. Let them die all the way till they have nothing. They're just talking to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is also a significant strategy because, you know, advertisers are just not that happy about ponying up a whole lot of money when the ratings keep on plummeting. Why should we pay you to advertise on your news show if, you know, you're not getting all these eyeballs and ears? No, we're just going to go away. And that is also very significant.
Well, and that's why the new media is on the rise, including John Rappaport has been at it for a long time, nomorefakenews.com. And, John, I appreciate you taking some time out on the holiday weekend to be with us.
Great to be here, Robert. Always, always, always.
All right. Well, we got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Again, nomorefakenews.com for John Rappaport. We'll be looking for his articles on the CDC new regulation proposal. The bees are dying. Next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
We have an article here called Beepocalypse. What lessons did we learn from Zika spraying? And evidently, you know, the reports are, it's even made, CNN says millions of honeybees were killed in South Carolina when mosquito control officials didn't notify a local beekeeper of aerial spraying to control possible Zika-carrying mosquitoes. Now, first and foremost, this is a criminal act. And it's a criminal act not only against the beekeeper, but against the bees, against humanity to destroy the bees this way. Second, Zika has not been proven to cause microcephaly. This is insanity that we've got government officials poisoning the population to prevent something that the poison is causing, not the Zika virus. You know what I mean? That the poisoning of the population by pesticides, by herbicides, by fungicides, by larvicides, this is what is causing birth defects and microcephaly, not, well, certainly not the bees and not the beekeepers and not the so-called Zika virus that they can't find in most every case of microcephaly. And in the story, there's some, we got some audio from one of the news reports on this, and brings in a larger issue because it's not like it's unknown. Even the EPA, so-called Environmental Protection Agency, which is protecting the environment for polluters, for intoxicators, for the poisoners, not the people, and certainly not the bees. Let's give a listen.
They believe this problem goes beyond the bees.
Autism's on a rise. Bees are on a decline. Is it coincidental? I don't think so. If everyone just goes to an EPA website and starts reading the precautions, you'll be beside yourself.
An EPA document says people concerned should bring grills, pets, and child toys indoors during a spraying. The problem? Most people didn't know the spraying was taking place.
That same day they sprayed, we sent our kids out in the backyards to play.
No, the problem is that they're spraying at all. Joining us now, someone who knows this firsthand, who's been impacted directly in South Carolina, Juanita Stanley from Flower Town Bees. Juanita, thanks for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show today.
Thanks for having me here.
So if we're hearing it and people are reading it and seeing it on TV in the news cycle, you are actually experiencing it firsthand. Please let the world know what's going on in South Carolina.
I can tell you that this past week, every single day I've been sick. I've been throwing up headaches, just totally sick. I'm not sure if it's from the stress of all this, if it's from the devastation of the loss of my business, or, you know, perhaps it's because of the actual chemicals that were used to spray. And how long will it take me to find out that? I mean, it's very apparent that it's so toxic because my bees started dying immediately, like massive amounts of bees. When I first told the news press it was like 2.3 million, that was a very much an understatement. It was many more bees than that. So, you know, they're like the canary in the coal mines, and if they're falling dead immediately, what is that doing to us as humans?
You got the right question to ask. And how many years have you been doing beekeeping?
I've only had this apiary for about a year, but my family has always been beekeepers.
And so when you see a major news report about this occurring, and you've been experiencing it firsthand for many years because your family's been involved, do you have any message to local government officials? I know that in many cases the dunderheads in D.C. are not listening. But what about on a local level? Because this happened by a local government.
It did. And, you know, there's been people that questioned why I didn't do more to protect my bees and, you know, was I a responsible beekeeper. I took every precaution that I could. The city was informed. The county was informed. Everybody knew where my bees were. They sent someone out to verify the zone I was in. I had been notified when they sprayed by truck. You know, I'm very protective of my honeybees, and I'm so focused on them. That's where I'm at all the time. So they say they announced it in a newspaper. I haven't read a newspaper in years. I don't have time to read a newspaper. I'm on a call list. I should have been called. So there was so many breakdowns in this situation. It's never, ever okay to spray. Let's just talk about the human aspect. You don't spray humans with poison. I didn't know. I was home. My apiary's out in my yard. I was out in my yard moments after they sprayed, not knowing that what had just happened. I didn't wipe anything down. I didn't know. I didn't even know my bees were dying as they were dying.
I'm trying to breathe deeply here because, you know, this was the anger, the outrage that I was feeling even before I went on the show today. I talked about it in a Facebook Live video, that the complete and utter ignorance of the people and the government and the officials that are trying, they claim to protect us, and what they're doing is participating in their own and our own destruction.
That is correct. If you are if you are in a position to where you sign off on making these decisions, you need to become informed. You need to ask questions. You need to read. If you know, the information is out there. It's on the internet. You can do a little research. If you are if you are accountable for so many people's lives, and this is, like I said, my platform is about the honeybee, but it's even bigger than that, because if you are in a position that you sign off to spray human beings without them knowing it, without them being able to take cover, you need to do a little bit of research and be informed. Now that I don't have bees to care for, that's going to be my goal. I have to get people informed. I have to let them know. I have to let other people with bees know who you call. Even though the ball was dropped with me and I didn't get any notification this was going to happen, I have to help people find out who it is they need to notify. People need to know. Not everybody reads a newspaper these days. That's not sufficient notice.
That is correct. We're talking with Juanita Stanley from Flowertown Bees in South Carolina. It's outside of the Charleston area, and I know our good buddy Coast Guard Corey is up there now, and I'm sure that he's going to be called to action, as everybody should. We need to be talking to our neighbors about this. It isn't about necessarily calling CNN that is finally reporting on this, but to push back on the local government, because ultimately it has to be approved locally, this kind of spraying.
It does. It had to be approved by the city and then the county and then the third party that sprayed. And, you know, like I said, there were so many things that went wrong. From the bee perspective of it, you know, if they were going to treat some way, it should have been done at night, even though in the South Carolina heat, you can't, all the bees are not in the hive at night. But that, you know, not as many people would have been out. Very close to my apiary is a beautiful golf course where I'm sure many people were playing golf on a Sunday morning. That's what people do on a Sunday morning in this area. They were oblivious to what they were being sprayed with. I'm still not sure that they know what happened to them when they were playing golf that morning. You know, I don't know. People ask me to speculate on this and that. The main point I want to make here is how can we know what the long-lasting effect of this is going to be? I had no warning. They barely covered the treetop. They were that low spraying, and they passed over my house 3 to 4 times. Was that necessary? Any kind of spray, was it necessary to spray a populated city that is very protective of its trees and its environment? Is it necessary to spray that much chemical on us? And we didn't even know it.
This is where you have an undeclared war on the people and the animals and the bees by government. Now, whether they're well-meaning or not is irrelevant, because ultimately what they're doing is a fundamental violation of your right to life, liberty, and property. And, you know, if you're not clear about this, if the bees die out, it's not too long before the animals and the humans are gone, too. Am I exaggerating this, Juanita?
You are not. So many years ago, Albert Einstein, he's quoted everywhere as making that statement. His prediction was, without the honeybees, humans would be gone in 4 years. That's not very much time. And then put some chemicals on us to go with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kill our bees and then spray us down with some chemicals, and how long are we going to make it? It's insanity.
Right.
It's humans killing humans. I cannot, nothing about this makes sense to me.
Well, the insane inmates, so to speak, are running the asylum, that they're spraying all of us in this way. Now, I had not heard of any, even though I have disputed Zika as a cause for really anything in reality, but I had not heard word one about a Zika outbreak in South Carolina. Was there any news preceding this? Were people talking about, oh my gosh, there's microcephaly, we think Zika's causing it, and all the babies in South Carolina? Heard nothing about this. Why did they spray? Why did they suddenly spray? What was the impetus for this?
What I'm being told is a council member told me, a county council member told me, that because there were 4 imported cases of the Zika virus reported to them, that the citizens were ringing the phones off the hook, wanting to know what the county was going to do to prevent them from getting this virus.
Mm-hmm.
So because other counties were spraying, doing aerial sprays, they decided, well, they're doing it, let's do it too. So that was their thought process behind doing it.
So, Juanita, what is the great danger here, or not even the people who are spraying or approving the spraying, but the great ignorance among our neighbors, our friends, our family members? Are people perish for lack of knowledge? This is great evidence of that reality. Because if people knew what you know, Juanita, they would be going with pitchforks and torches to local government agencies, to anybody who would poison the population, poison the kids, poison the bees in this way.
Here's a little ironic fact about that. The captain of the fire department is located across my pond. I can see it from my front window. He was the one that came over to check on my bees. I'd never met him. He was a total stranger to me. But mm-hmm. because they often saw my bees there, he watched the bees falling dead in front of his face as he stood outside, and he watched the planes flying over spraying the chemical. He did not know that. He was not even informed. He didn't know they were spraying, and he was outside when they were doing it, when they were passing over.
All right. So, well, Juanita, I want to talk to you on the break a little bit just before, because we got to take a break right now. I want to let people know what they can do in South Carolina to help, if anything. Also, folks, this is why we encourage you to talk and educate. I know it's not nice and polite to get in the face of people who don't know better, but it isn't going to stop until the people demand it. They are so outraged that this can no longer happen, and that's coming from we the people, not the government.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Scott Belcher. Where are y'all getting your news? Because if it's coming from CNN, you're way late, right? This is something we've been talking about for many years, the poisoning, the spraying, the destruction of the honeybees and more. And that, of course, includes the humans. And Juanita Stanley just joined us last segment from Flowertown Bees in South Carolina. Super Don, there's a GoFundMe page to help out here. I was talking with her about that. And it isn't even for her to help her rebuild her business that's been destroyed by the indiscriminate spraying there for the phony Zika scam.
Right.
Now, that's redundant. Phony Zika scam. That's probably a double name. Anyway, but she wants to spread information, education, just like I was saying, because this keeps going. And this is true out in California, where the vast majority of the dunderheaded Californians think vaccines are safe and effective. So it's like, how do you blame the government officials or the CDC when everybody is so duped? They're just going, well, we're going to give them what they want, right? Even if they don't know they want it or want it. I mean, this is what we're talking about here, because people are still paying attention to the old media, to government officials, to experts with expertise in poisoning and intoxication, not in healing and detoxification.
Well, and something that I really, it just jumped out at me when she said it, when we had her on, was when you asked her, you know, why would they spray if there's no outbreak in South Carolina that everybody's aware of, right?
Yes.
And she said that there had been a report that there had been four imported, very important, imported cases. In other words, somebody went to some other country, and we've covered all these stories before, where they go to other countries, and then they come in, and they get tested. It's like, oh, there's Zika in South Carolina. Well, no. Yes, technically, it's in South Carolina, but it came from somewhere else. It's not like it's spreading around. There's an outbreak. And because this news report, this fear campaign was generated and started in South Carolina, other people started losing their minds from everything that they're seeing on TV, started hammering the phones of the local council members, and so they had to respond by doing this aerial spraying of the pesticide.
Super Don, this is tantamount to the old argument about the First Amendment. It's only as good as you don't yell fire in a crowded theater, right? That's the old argument, because you're fomenting a panic that could actually genuinely harm people when there's no fire, for instance.
Yeah, you know, but the thing that pisses me off is that the theater that everybody's in has been created by the media.
Yes.
The media created the theater and then started yelling fire, and it's all part of a plan.
Well, that's my point, is that they would argue that we're fear-mongering against the spraying, when they're fear-mongering about Zika, which is not, there's no scientific validated evidence to show that it's even the cause of microcephaly. The whole basis
for
this.
Come on, guys. Do you remember the campaign that we saw in the media freaking everybody out about the Olympics, right? I mean, you had world-class athletes, a lot of them golfers, which that's a whole other topic, but oh, no, I'm not going to go because... And it turns out World Health Organization, which, you know, those people you would think would want there to be cases of Zika, right? They come back and say, nah, you know what? Nobody got Zika from the Olympics.
Yeah. In the meantime, you know, people freak out if you let your kid use a saw or a knife or teach them how to use a firearm. Oh, it's just a kid. It's like, dude, how long have parents been teaching their kids? Dad's been taking out their sons and or daughters to learn how to do stuff, to build stuff, to, early on in the home. And there's a great article you found. Should we let toddlers play with saws and knives?
That's a great headline.
Right. It's like, no, this is not, oh, here, kid, here, little Johnny, take this saw and knife, have fun, go play. No, we're talking about parents that supervise it. I remember my grandfather. Teaching me how to use tools when I was, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years old. And it was like, I didn't use it irresponsibly. He was guiding me, watching me. I've helped my kids to do the same. And yet they're saying, no, what you should be afraid of is that, not the pesticides that they're going to spray you with, that they're spraying you with right now. Just this stunning, crazy, insane asylum we are now raised in, unless you have some sanity in your family. And that's why I say the good thing about what happened in California is that maybe more people are going to pull their kids out of schools, even many of the private ones, that are teaching lies, that are teaching that germs are the cause of disease instead of the result of disease. We've got so much work to do, guys and gals, if we, you know, care enough to do it. I mean, I guess some of you can go off into a cave and contemplate on your navel, but for those of you who want to stick around and help folks wake up and reverse this insanity, you've got the Robert Scott Bell Show here for you and with you. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing coming up. Lead levels, FDA news. IBS, yes, we'll talk IBS as well, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.